In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating, actually it's Sunday, which is the memory also celebrated of the Mary of Egypt. Saint Mary of Egypt, as you know, was a very bad sinner. A sinner that wanted to just to have the pleasures of the body, the what they call sex today, constantly, and not for the as a prostitute for the making money. She wasn't interested in that. She just wanted to be to having that pleasure from these acts, and she has committed so much of it, and had caused so many poor men to fall into the trap of this kind of a sinfulness. And then, as you know from the history and from her life, then she wanted to come and venerate the cross. When she heard that the cross is being given for veneration, but the Lord didn't want to let it into the church. And then she pleaded with the Mother of God when she finally saw her icon before the entrance, and she begged the Mother of God to beg the Son, her Son, and our God to let her in so that she can change. And the Mother of God pleaded with her Son, and the Lord allowed her to come in. She venerated the cross, and she had, after that, totally has changed, and she brought a true repentance, and she changed her life, as you know, and she's become went into the desert and totally has changed and become like an angel. For when she was had to walk across the river in the Jordan, she just walked over on top of the water, and when she was praying, she was being lifted up from the ground, and she had became like an angel. This is to show us that no matter how we fall, no matter how terrible sinners we are, that we can repent, we can change. And my beloved, of course, today we also have the feast of the holiday, which is going to be tomorrow. And tomorrow is the holiday of Annunciation, when the Archangel Gabriel came and told the future mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mary, a maiden, that she is going to be giving birth to Messiah. And he told her to rejoice. Well, we heard these songs in yesterday's service and today. And my beloved, we have to realize that with the help of the Mother of God, all of us have a key to our Lord Jesus Christ, for he came through her. He took the semblance of man. He was born on this earth, being God, creator of all the universe, and he came to this earth for one purpose, and that purpose was to free us from the curse of sin, my beloved. In today's epistle, we heard that the apostle said that he was the sacrifice that was brought, and his blood was sacrificed for our sins, to cleanse us from our sins. My beloved, we also heard in the gospel today, as he foretold about that he is going to be betrayed, and he was going to be apprehended by the bishops and the authority of the church at that time of the Old Testament, and that he is going to be beaten, and he is going to be finally killed, and that he is going to resurrect himself on the third day. And then the disciples came up to him, two of them, Saint John and Saint James. They came to him and said, "We want to ask you something." And the Lord says, "Go ahead and ask." And they said, "Well, would like to have you to place us one on the right side and one on the left side of you in your glory, when you're in your glory. And the Lord says, can you drink the chalice which I drink and be baptized with baptism at the time? Baptized? And they said, yes, we can. He said, well, that you will do. You will drink the chalice that I am going to drink. And the chalice, of course, is of the terrible tortures and the sufferings. But to be placed on the right and the left side is not for me to be given. It's been already prepared for somebody else. And of course that he meant for the Mother of God and for the Saint John the Baptist, who is depicted on the icons standing next to the Lord, while the Lord is sitting on his throne. And the Jesus Christ and the Mother of God is on the right side, and Saint John the Baptist on the left side, on the icon, my beloved. And then the Lord explains to you, people in the world, they're looking for honors, they're looking to be in the front places, and so on. But he said, it should not be like this with you. With us, we should be looking differently. He says, I am the Lord, and I am the teacher. But I came on this earth not to be served, but I came to this earth so that I will serve mankind. And that's what he did. He served mankind and gave his life for us, to free us from the sins. My beloved, and he said for the disciples, so don't look for those things as the people in the world for honors. But if you want to be first, be a servant, be a slave if you want to be first. So don't look for that honor on this earth. The Lord didn't look for the honor himself. The Lord was crucified. He died the worst, at that time, the worst execution that was was given to him. It was supposed to be terrible. It was a mockery. And they mocked him on the cross. He had endured the slapping of the face, the spitting, the all kinds of terrible things they have done to him. And why? Why? Because he allowed them. Because he wanted to bring himself as a sacrifice for our sins, so that we will be freed from that. But my beloved, we can be free and use by faith, by believing that the Lord had paid for our sins. But there is one condition, that we have to have repentance. What is repentance? What is repentance? Repentance is that once you recognize that you have committed a sin and that you have broken God's laws, you start to feel very sorry for it, and then you become determined that you will never commit that sin again, because it has become to you an abomination. You can't think that you would able to do something like what you have done before. And if it need to be, you're willing to die, but you're not going to do that sin again. That's a true repentance, that we will never repeat those things, because they become to us an abomination. We can't stand that sin, because we've hurt our Lord so much, and it was the slaps of the face, the beatings and the spitting on him, all those things he endured because of our sins, because of my sins and your sins. So the true repentance, the Holy Father says it, that we would not do that sin again. We are going to leave that sin. And then the Lord, of course, is going to be merciful for us. But there's a condition. He wants us to be merciful too. He wants us to be like him. To be merciful, to have the love. He is our God of love, to always to forgive, and then he will forgive us. To be merciful, he will be merciful to us. My beloved, don't look for the high places and this world and this life. Look, to be a servant, for Christ came here to serve mankind, to free us from our responsibilities and from our terrible sins, and to die for us. And that's what we have to learn, to be willing to give the time and the need, whatever it may need to be, for our brothers and sisters, so that we can help them and eliminate or soften things for them. Don't look for that for yourself. Don't look for yourself to be going easier, to have an easy time on this earth. Look only for one thing, is to remembering the Lord and to please Him, and not to commit any more of those sins or passions or those things that we know that we are hooked on, my beloved. May we also cry out to the key that the Lord gave us, which is the mother, His mother, the Theotokos, that He gave, as He had opened the door for Mary of Egypt, so the Mother of God can open the door for us to the Lord. And the Lord said that through Him, through Jesus Christ, is the way to the Father, through the Holy Spirit. My beloved, let's be serious about learning to really to love each other, to fulfill God's commandment, and so that we can make it into the kingdom of heaven. One more week left of the fasting. Next week after that is going to be the Passion Week. And then that time, let us try to, those who have the strength and the health, let's try to not to eat anything until we receive communion on the Holy Thursday. My beloved, let's work on ourselves. Let's work on ourselves and not feel sorry for ourselves. Let's feel sorry for everybody else, but not for ourselves. And thus we will please our Lord, who wasn't feeling sorry for Himself and allowed Himself to be crucified to save us. Amen.